All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to get started tonight with the 25th-ranked Memphis Tigers traveling to take on the Houston Cougars in a key American Athletic Conference showdown here. Now, this game is going to be offense, and offense, because you have two of the better offenses, not only in the conference, but also in the nation. And I look at Memphis quarterback Riley Ferguson, and this is a guy that is not afraid of the spotlight, and once he has the football in his hands, he can do some magical things. You look at this Memphis offense around Ferguson, you have running back Darrell Henderson, who is averaging more than 8 yards per carry, while wide receiver Anthony Miller also has the potential to have a big impact on this game. Defensively, Memphis has already forced 8 interceptions, and that will be key as they look to stop this Houston offense. But for the Cougars, they can play some defense themselves with linebackers Matthew Adams and DeJuan Hines, while Houston has forced 9 interceptions of their own. I think this is going to be a good game, but I'm going to take Memphis on the road in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, moving on to Saturday in the Big 12 Conference, you are going to have the 10th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys traveling to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. And when you think about Oklahoma State this season, you just look at all of the talent that they have on the offensive side of the football with quarterback Mason Rudolph, who is a Heisman Trophy candidate, along with wide receivers Marcel Aitman and James Washington, as well as running back Justice Winslow. Defensively, Oklahoma State can get after teams as they already have 11 sacks this season, and that Cowboys front will look to put the pressure on Texas freshman quarterback Sam Ellinger. Now, Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson is having a solid season, while the Longhorns have 14 sacks of their own, while DB Deshaun Elliott already has 5 interceptions. Texas is going to put up a fight, and they don't want to lose 2 games in a row, because this was a team that lost a tough one last week at the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma, and now to go 0-2 versus the state of Oklahoma will be tough for the Horns. However, I think that Oklahoma State is the better team, and thus I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road in this one by the score of 37-27. Now, in the AAC, you're going to have the 20th-ranked Knights of Central Florida traveling to Annapolis to take on the Navy Midshipmen. And in this contest right here, this is a potential American Athletic Conference title game preview due to how good both of these teams have been so far and how good that they can be for the remainder of the season. But you look at the turnaround for Central Florida under head coach Scott Frost, and it starts with his quarterback, Mackenzie Milton, who has 15 touchdown passes this season to just 2 interceptions. Running back Adrian Killens is chipping in with more than 8.5 yards per carry, and he's going to look to put a test on this undersized Navy defense. Now, defensively, Central Florida already has forced 8 interceptions this season, but that won't be a factor in this game due to the fact that Navy tends to concentrate on the triple option rushing attack at least 85% of the time. Now, what will the Central Florida defense have to do? Plain and simple, they have to find a way to stop Navy quarterback Zach Abby. I think this is going to be a good affair, but Central Florida is the better team, and I think they find a way to pull away in the fourth quarter, and I'm going to take the Knights by the score of 38-24. Now, back into any Big 12, it's going to be the 9th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners traveling to the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. And the Little Apple is always a tough place for the road team to pick up a victory. You look at this Oklahoma offense led by quarterback Baker Mayfield, with wide receiver Mark Andrews and running back Trey Sermon. And they were able to get back to their winning ways last week versus Texas, and they definitely want to try to find a way to keep that momentum going. Now, defensive lineman Ogbonnia Okonrakwo already has 6 sacks this season for the Sooners, and he's going to try to find a way, as well as his teammates in the front 7, to contain K-State quarterback Jesse Ertz, because as Jesse Ertz goes, this entire K-State team goes. Like I said before, the Wildcats are tough at home, but Oklahoma is the better team, and I'm going to take Oklahoma to squeak by K-State in this one by the score of 30-26. Now, in the Big Ten, you are going to have the 19th-ranked Michigan Wolverines traveling to State College to take on the second-ranked team in the land in the Penn State Nittany Lions. And this is a marquee matchup for that top-heavy Big Ten East, as you have two of the better programs in the conference. Now, remember, en route to winning the Big Ten last year, Michigan was the only team that defeated Penn State during the regular season, and Penn State got through everybody else in the Big Ten on their way to a Big Ten title. And I guarantee you, for James Franklin and his crew, they have not forgotten the drubbing that they took in Ann Arbor last year. Now, Michigan has been struggling on offense, and we saw that once again last Saturday as they were able to escape on the road versus the Indiana Hoosiers. But Michigan is definitely going to have to get running back Ty Isaac going in this contest, and he will need to dictate the pace against this Penn State defense, which is ranked 9th in the nation. Now, Michigan is going to really rely on their defense, as this is the top-ranked unit in the country. They've already have 20 team sacks to their credit, and they're going to have their work cut out for them in this contest, because Penn State has a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. You look at Trace McSorley at quarterback, Saquon Barkley, who right now is the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy Award. You also look at wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton, as well as tight end Chris Gesicki. And I talked about this Penn State defense. They have 17 sacks of their own, along with 9 interceptions. This is a night game. It's going to be a whiteout going on at State College. And typically when the lights are on, Penn State plays big. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions at home by the score of 27-17. Now, in South Bend, Indiana, you're going to have the 11th-ranked USC Trojans traveling to take on the 13th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And it isn't that often that both USC and Notre Dame are coming into this game ranked. And for my money, I don't think that this game is getting enough attention. But the winner of this game will find themselves in the top 10 next week, while the loser could be on the outside looking in of the college football playoff all together. Now, for USC, it has been a struggle this season for Sam Darnold at quarterback, as he has been a turnover machine. And you look at this Notre Dame defense, which has not allowed any opponents to score more than 20 points for them, against them rather, this season. And I think they are definitely going to look at that tape, and they're definitely going to try to bear down on Mr. Darnold and force, or attempt to force, some interceptions. And with that said, when you have a quarterback who is struggling to protect the ball, that means if you're USC head coach Clay Helton, what do? You rely on your running game and running back, Mr. Ronald Jones. Now, linebacker Cameron Smith already has 62 tackles on the season for SC, while the men of Troy have 22 team sacks and 10 interceptions. Now, for quarterback Brandon Wimbush and this Notre Dame offense, they're going to try to find a way to kind of, you know, keep ahead of schedule. No second and longs, no third and longs. And I think that comes down to him protecting the football, and also a heavy dose of running back Josh Adams. Like I said before, no Notre Dame opponent has scored more than 20 points this season. And already the Irish have 13 interceptions and 13 sacks and 6 interceptions. I think this is going to be a tight affair throughout. It's going to come down to ball security and field position, but I'm going to take the Irish at home by the score of 27-23. Now, in the Mountain West Conference, you are going to have the Wyoming Cowboys traveling to take on the Boise State Broncos. Now, typically when you think about Wyoming and Boise State, you think about offense. However, this game is going to be decided by the defense. You look at linebacker Logan Wilson for Wyoming, who already has 58 tackles this season, while the Cowboys defense has 9 interceptions. Now, you look at linebacker Leighton Vander Esch for Boise State, and this guy has the potential to be the Mountain West Conference's defensive player of the year, as he already has 63 tackles. Like I said, this game is going to be predicated by defense, and I think Boise is going to find a way to escape. Thus, I'm going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 24-23. And finally, in the Mountain West Conference, you have the Fresno State Bulldogs traveling to take on the San Diego State Aztecs. And for Fresno State to go on the road and get the victory, quarterback Marcus McMarion needs to have a big game, while wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson could be a key factor in this game as well for Fresno State. But you look at the San Diego State offense, and it begins with running back Rashad Penny and what he can do behind one of the better offensive lines in the conference. Now, San Diego State has already forced 8 interceptions this season, while they have 17 team sacks. And for the Aztecs, the last thing you want to do is lose 2 consecutive conference games at home. Remember, they lost at home to Boise State last week. I don't think it happens again. Thus, I'm going to take the Aztecs at home by the score of 30-24. So with that said, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, you can check out the Cyclones once again in 2018 at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 7 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.